This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Tyler.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. As we kick off hour number three, we're talking about the checkpoints that are going into place as of yesterday, apparently, in New York City, where now they will be stopping cars who are coming in from as many as 30 other states that they consider to be, you know, heavy COVID-19 infection rate states. And they will be informing.
I bet New Hampshire is not on that list.
It is not on the list.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that they pretty much exempt all of the neighboring states.
Yeah.
So all the people that are going to need to come in regularly to go to work, they're going to let them through the checkpoint. But if you got a Florida plate, you're in trouble. Right?
Watch out.
If you are coming from any of the southern states, I bet you're going to be in trouble.
You could have a Florida plate and still have be the resident of a different state.
Well, but that's what's going to stop you, right? Like, I don't know if they're stopping all the cars. We don't yet know how they're handling these checkpoints. Are they stopping all the cars, or are they only stopping cars with out-of-state license plates on?
Well, being how I am a resident of the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, mm-hmm. I've spent a little time digging into what a resident is, and it is a...
It's a legal term.
It's a legal term that is not that easy for anybody to define.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, you can be a resident of New Hampshire according to their laws if you intend to move there. And in many cases, this is true in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands and a variety of other places if you intend to move. Now, there are things that you can show as proof of you being a resident. Driver's licenses are great. License plates on your car.
I think some of the definitions specify that you intend to stay there more often than any other place. So they may all have different, slightly different definitions.
Yeah, there's lots of definitions, but
it usually has to do with your decision.
As to, these police officers, what they're going to be determining people's residency, that should be a fun job.
Well, it's not like they're going to determine whether or not they're sick either. So I just imagine the cop comes up to your window. Maybe you are sick. Now you're coughing on the police officer. Mm-hmm. He's telling you, make sure that you find a hotel room and stay in it for 2 weeks. And now he's touching everybody else that comes through, their IDs, all that stuff, spreading it. And, I mean, what are they really doing?
Spreading COVID.
Control. Spreading COVID.
what are they doing? New York is the Empire State, and they're living up to their name. You know, they're the most restrictive of all the 50 states. They're even worse than California. And they're not getting more free over time. They're getting, you know, more oppressive. And so what we're not clear
their
on...
Their reaction to losing their highest taxpayers, their big earners, their high net worth individuals, is to get worse.
Yeah.
Not better.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and okay, so they're worse than California. Let's debate that, because right now, Los Angeles, they're going to shut off people's utilities if they have a party.
That's true.
Right? And these are the same people that are clamoring that the government should be in charge of our health care. And it's like, okay, you didn't think that once they have control of these things that are essential to you, that they're going to dangle them over you like a hot dog that you can, like, jump for?
The utilities in New York buildings are 150 years old because of their zoning and building restrictions and all this other stuff. So they couldn't do that. Somebody would die. They'd go down into a basement, you know, standing ankle deep in water because nobody can repair a building, and then try to flip random switches. So it's not even possible.
Well, at least he didn't die because of COVID. Or no, wait, yes, he did. We want the money.
COVID death.
So, quote, they say they're going to help you by giving you free food deliveries, assistance with medications, telehealth services, or even a hotel stay.
It reminds me of that Reagan quote, if it moves, tax it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. Yeah.
Where are they getting this money? Where are they going to get that from? I thought they already were having problem raising revenue because of all this.
Yeah. Well, who knows what you will have to agree to if you want them to give you a hotel room or assistance with whatever. Quote, we know it's not easy to get through a two-week period of safe separation, but it's incredibly important. We're going to do everything in our power to help you, they say. Cuomo, alongside New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, issued a joint travel advisory in late June, ordering travelers from states with significant COVID-19 community-wide spread to self-quarantine for 14 days. The original order only applied to 9 states. This is now 30 states
that will be affected by this.
They had previously stationed, quote, enforcement teams, unquote, from the state's Department of Health at the city's major airports to ensure compliance with the advisory. All passengers from incoming flights from states on the list are required to fill out a traveler form. We talked about that when it happened. Again, like when you go to visit a foreign country, the foreign country usually wants you to fill out a form saying that you're going to be staying at such and such a hotel or such and such a person's residence and that they can reach you there if for whatever reason they want to check on you. Well, that's what they're doing in New York now. They're treating New York like they're another country, and you know what? That's the way it should be. New York should be its own country. New Hampshire should be its own country. We should have abolished the federal government and then let New York go all the way down the drain of, you know, total authoritarian insanity. The city also partnered with hotels, train, bus, and car rental companies, requiring anyone booking a stay in New York City to fill out a travel form so the Test and Trace Corps can locate them and monitor travelers in isolation, said Long. Now, I love how they say they partnered with the hotels, the train, and the car rental companies, as though they get any form of benefit from doing this extra work. We're going
to open.
We're going to partner with you, and you do everything we tell you to do, and that's the deal. Yeah. How's that sound?
Might cut you a nice check at the end. We'll decide.
Maybe.
Later.
I wouldn't expect that at all. Like Mark said, it would just be to allow them to open. People who violate the state's order will be subject to fines and a mandatory quarantine, said Cuomo. Maybe in Rikers Island. He said the fines will be $2,000 for the first violation.
If you don't want our voluntary quarantine, you get the mandatory quarantine.
That's right. $5,000 for the second violation and up to $10,000 if they cause harm. So if they check on you, you know, you tell them, all right, I'm staying here.
So you get a $10,000 fine if you give, you know, somebody COVID or whatever. But does the person who got COVID get the $10,000?
No.
This reminds me of... you know, in the town that I used to live in here in New Hampshire, they had a fine if your dog went onto somebody else's property and killed a chicken or two or whatever, right? But that person didn't get the money. They didn't buy them a new chicken.
That goes to the state.
They just took you. They just fined you $50 for chicken killing.
So if I'm an out-of-state resident, I go to New York, I violate one of these rules, they give me a $10,000 fine, what would happen to me if I just come back to New Hampshire and I'm like, I'll just never go to New York again?
They probably wouldn't be able to extradite you for that.
Right.
They'd just wait until you cross through New York and they found you and then they'd get you.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you have to pass through New York if you're going to drive into New England.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. But you could fly
Worst part of New England.
Canada, maybe.
So, quote, this is what de Blasio, the city mayor, said. We need to make sure that quarantine becomes stronger every day, that law comes to life more every day. So he wants to see the law have life. He wants to see the state have strength. He wants to see the restrictions grow.
Wow.
And every single day, more restrictions.
Does anyone remember that, like, a couple months ago, Cuomo was trying to get hospitals built in New York because this was going to be such a massive pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And now it's like, okay.
And they shut them down because they were empty. These mercy ships and stuff, they moved them elsewhere because they're empty. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just insane.
This pandemic hasn't put a dent on the population levels at all.
And it bears reminding people, look, in January 2018, there was a bad case of the flu that was going around, and COVID hasn't hit those levels of deaths in many, many weeks. The last time was April. Or it might have been early May, but the first week in May. But that's it.
The mayor's announcement comes after Cuomo, the governor, has repeatedly criticized local government and law enforcement in the state for not executing his executive orders, specifically regarding bars. While the state has made progress suppressing the outbreak, once considered the epicenter of the nation, Cuomo modified New York City's Phase 4 reopening by barring restaurants from opening their indoor dining spaces as cases in other states surge. So apparently you still can't eat indoors in New York City, and now they will be setting up checkpoints as of starting yesterday, so we don't know what they're doing exactly at these checkpoints, but presumably they're going to make you fill out a form, I'm going to guess, if that's what they were doing at the airports.
We also know that the Keene City Council voted to...
12-2
Yeah, 12-2
For the mask ban.
For a mask ban, yeah.
Or sorry, not mask ban. Mask mandates.
Mask mandates.
Banning freedom. The banning the freedom to dress yourself. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing is stopping Divvy from increasing again, but, and of course that's their goal, but you never know what's going to happen in the future. Now, Divvy's price happened to jump in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Was that the reason for it? Again, we can't say. But will Divvy go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know. But Free Talk Live is happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They've got a lottery for people who stake the coin as well. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DivvyProject.org to learn more. That's DIVIProject.org. Any other comments on the idea of quarantine checkpoints, guys? They're putting these into place in New York City, and I want to caution people to not just think, oh, well, it's New York. I mean, it can't happen here. Well, thing is, it absolutely can happen there. Remember, during the first couple months of quarantine, crackdown, insanity, Florida put up checkpoints on some of their roads coming into the state in the northern part of Florida. So it's not even unheard of yet. I mean, like, New York wasn't the first state to do it, or in this case, New York City, maybe the first city to do it, but Florida, the state, has already done it. I don't know if they're still doing it in Florida, but, you know, this could be the beginning of a new trend, because a lot of government goons, you know, they watch the other governments around to see what they can get away with. And if New York City gets away with this, then other government guys are going to say, you know, we should try that too. Just lots more control we can get over people. We can have every single person who comes into our city fill out a mandatory form, and then we have the ability to call them anytime and check and make sure that they're where they say they're going to be. In fact, they may end up making it so you have to install their app on your phone. So right now it's just you fill out a form, and then they let you in, and they say, all right, you better do what we say. If we check on you and you're not doing what we say, then you get a fine. And a big fine, by the way, up to $2,000 the first offense, $5,000 for the second offense in New York City. But that's just one step away from them saying, all right, Mr. Edge, we're going to let you in here to go to your talkers convention, but you're going to make sure that you put our Tracer app on your phone. If you don't install the Tracer app, you can turn right around and leave our fine city.
What if you don't have a smartphone?
Ooh, good question.
Are they going to give
maybe
you
they'll issue you one?
Give you a little tracer?
An ankle monitor, maybe. People need to understand that the government, they're going to try and take control through a sense of complete moral righteousness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like this contract tracing thing. Do you guys think that it's really going to be used purely to trace COVID?
God, no.
No, it's just going to be used to tell the government where we are at all times.
That's right.
COVID's the excuse.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like people need to wake up, especially when we're talking about something that's only killed 0.01% of 1/10 of a percent of people in the United States. It's
But if it just saves
people who've gotten it.
Right. Of people who've even gotten it.
But
exactly.
If it just saves one life.
Just one life.
Any amount of cost is worth one life, isn't it? Any amount of inconvenience.
Think of the children.
Of the grandparents.
If you claim that life is infinitely valuable, then we need to redo everything that we do on planet Earth. Because a life has value. Now, no one will say what it is. And I'm not. What I would say is that different lives have different values. But, you know, look, the same person that'll tell you one life is like, well, you know, but we got to keep those abortion clinics open.
Is anyone shocked that a virus that almost exclusively hurts old people, you know, and old people are like a huge fraction of the voter base, the people that actually get out and vote. And
right.
Is anyone, you know, surprised that there's this knee-jerk reaction and this, like, totalitarianism? We have to protect the old people because they'll vote
for
me in November.
Mm-hmm. It's true. If you want to comment, you can join us. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about
That's what I get for not screening that call. Most of the time, it sounds pretty good. Gene, one more try here real fast. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello.
Oh, that's better.
You hear me?
No, it's not better. Stay by, Gene. We're going to check back with you here in just a moment. 9 times out of 10, he's pretty good. But you know what? Every time, every now and then, there's something wonky that happens on Discord. But for the most part, it sounds pretty great compared to phones. Los Angeles to shut off water and power to homes hosting large parties or gatherings. There was actually a story that I think was happening in Hollywood Hills a few days ago. Somebody was throwing a party at some mansion in the, like, the sheriff's. Converged, or the police department converged on that mansion.
A lot of people have been doing this rather than, because they can't get out, go to clubs and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. they get their lifestyle they want to keep up, so they have this, this house party, and they just really didn't know what to do about that. The neighbors were like, I can't believe they would do that. And the cops, whatever.
How do you know the neighbors were like that? How do you know the neighbors weren't at the party?
Some of them were reporting it.
Okay. Somebody reported it.
They were going along with video cameras, getting license plates.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Well, no fun
Somebody's
allowed.
Always feel sanctimonious.
Yeah. No fun allowed in Los Angeles. Mayor Eric Garcetti said he's authorizing the city to shut off utility service to properties where large parties and gatherings are held. Now, unlike New York City, where you will die if they shut your utilities off at the right time of year, you're probably going to be all right if you don't have your air conditioning in Los Angeles. Just make sure you have a lot of water. Garcetti said that Friday, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power will cut off water and power service in, quote, egregious cases where unpermitted large parties and gatherings take place. The announcement came hours.
I love when they don't define their terminology. Egregious.
We'll know it when we see it.
We decide what egregious is.
Yeah. The announcement came hours after a city councilman introduced a motion to increase penalties for property owners who hold large house parties in violation of public health orders. It wasn't clear whether the announcement was related to that motion. In the motion, he said the property owners who skirt building or safety rules or city laws, such as the house party ordinance, are in violation of COVID-19 public health orders and the city's house party ordinance, which became law in 2018. Under the proposal, the penalties for large gatherings could include the water and power shutoff, permit prohibitions, and having a certificate of occupancy held or revoked for any, quote, large, close contact, largely maskless gatherings in direct violation of city emergency orders and county health orders.
Now more than ever, the prophetic words of Mike D ring in my ears. You have to fight for your right to party.
It's time. Yes, that you're Surely. Right. That yep. has become reality. That is the world we are living in right now. Parties are illegal in most places. Gathering together, they've been complaining about this for months. In New York City, they were finding that people were gathering quietly in apartments. Like, they weren't having raucous, huge parties necessarily, or in some cases they were, actually, in, like, backyards and things like that. So people want to get together. Humans are social animals. It is important for people to be with people. And that's one of the reasons why I've been calling it so-called social distancing, because it is anything but social.
Right, because everybody who talks about it is a hypocrite.
What do you mean?
The people that are like, social distance, they're all hypocrites. They're all trying to figure out how they can get around it and all that other stuff. They want you to social distance.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They don't want to do it themselves in many cases.
You're probably right about that.
And most of them really just want it because they think that in some small way it makes that much more likely that their particular crooked old pervert is going to win in November.
Oh, God. Didn't you say Biden said something ridiculous today at the beginning of the show?
Yes.
I think you said that off the air. We should pull that up because that sounded like it was fun. So we can get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. They're going to be shutting down the power, shutting down water to houses in Los Angeles who are having fun. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump met at the White House with the Senate's top Republican leaders over a vital COVID-19 rescue package, but hopes on Capitol Hill for a deal are souring, and there's increasing worry that the negotiations might collapse.
We've been negotiating in good faith with Democrat leaders in the House to extend relief payments. We're negotiating right now, and we'll see how that works out. If Democrat leaders put partisan demands aside, we would reach an agreement very quickly. In the meantime, my administration's exploring executive actions to provide protections against eviction, as well as additional relief to those who are unemployed.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is a key player in the troubled talks and is getting more and more frustrated with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer as the duo continues to add money to a bill that started off at $2 trillion and is now at $3.5 trillion. This is USA Radio News. A new book by former President George W. Bush will highlight an issue that now sets him apart from many of his fellow Republicans, immigration. Bush's Out of Many, One, Portraits of American Immigrants, will be published on March 2nd. Bush, who served as president from 2001 to 2009, has often praised the contributions of immigrants. Already smashing records, this year's hyperactive Atlantic hurricane season is about to get even nastier, according to forecasters. In the coming months, they expect to run out of traditional hurricane names and see twice as much storm activity as a normal year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration upped its seasonal forecast, now predicting a far above average 19 to 25 named storms, 7 to 11 of them to become hurricanes, and 3 of those 6 to become major hurricanes with winds over 111 miles an hour. This year's forecast of up to 25 was the highest number NOAA had ever predicted, beating the 21 in 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Andy, you're invited. If you want to join us on the radio, you can. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. Have you gone to New York City within the last 24 hours? Have you seen their new checkpoints that they've set up at key locations, people coming into New York City likely going to be forced to identify themselves and talk about where they're going and what their plans are, possibly fill out some sort of a form indicating where they're planning to stay, and then agree that they will so-called self-quarantine for 14 days. And Mark, of course, asked the question, what if you're just coming in for the day? What if you just have a meeting at noon and you need to be there? How's that work?
Exactly. I've traveled to New York. I don't know what states they're talking about, but I bet Florida's on the list. I've traveled from Florida to New York for a long weekend and come back for a convention.
Sure.
So
Florida is on the list.
How's that going to go?
I don't know. It's you're going to find out when you show up.
Conventions aren't happening at all.
No, they canceled our Talkers convention for the first time, and we've been going to the Talkers New Media.
They canceled it twice.
True. They moved it once, and then they canceled it. So it normally is in June, and they pushed it back to October. This is a once-a-year convention that happens in Manhattan, and Mark, you and I have gone to it since 2005. So this would have been, I believe, our 16th year attending. It's hard to believe, but that's how many of these we've gone to. And so we're like mainstays. The event's actually, I think, has only been around for like 20 or so years. So it was only going on for several years prior to us starting. And this is the first year it's not happening. It got canceled because it's just too many question marks. It's not a situation you want to bring somebody into. know, who knows what it's going to be like in October there in New York City. It could be even more of a crackdown by the time October comes around. They may have checkpoints going into the entire state of New York by the time October comes. So who knows which direction this is going. Right now, it's not looking good. If you want to comment, you can join us here. We're going to go to Chris. He's calling from our very own New Hampshire and watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I appreciate your time.
Sure.
I was kind of bouncing around this idea, and it seems, you know, I live in upstate New Hampshire. You know, we have very few COVID-19 related anything up here. We're basically on defense mode against vacationers coming up from Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, things like that. So I'm looking at this as it seems to be an issue that's affecting people of older generations. You know, in New Hampshire, people that are in the 80s or older seem to be affected fatally with this virus versus children. And so my idea that I want to try to work on is petitioning the government to remove the rights of people to vote from the age from 60 on. Because I believe that the age... I think the average age for an American to pass away is around 78. And if you can't vote until you are 18 years old, it would only make sense that the last 18 years of your life, you shouldn't really have a say.
You know, do we really want people with dementia waddling up to the voter's booth and just scribbling all over trying to figure out where the hanging chads are?
What's the difference between them and a small child?
Sorry to interrupt, but do you believe that the dementia patient's the one that will be doing the voting, or their younger child, their 40-year-old child that's going to just do their absentee ballot for them?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that if we're going to be able to get through things like this, obviously COVID-19 is a bad thing, and we don't want people to die needlessly, but we also don't want to kill off the future for generations. Like, I have a 4- and a 6-year-old, and they'll have to wear masks at school because teachers' unions. And I know that all the people on the board up here are all really old teachers. These people are just, like, super afraid. They figured out how to trick their kids into paying for their retirement through Social Security. And they can't even figure out how to go from HDMI 1 to HDMI 2. But they're going to go ahead and tell me that my child has to wear a mask at school all day long. So I think that, you know, maybe that's going to be my mission. Maybe that's why I'm here, is to make sure that when people hit a certain age, they just stop getting a voice.
So the problem is, Chris, that it's an unusual proposal. I got to say, I've never heard it. It's a new one. We've been on the air for a long time, and this.
Oh, you guys are going to hear a lot about this soon.
But the problem is you're going to be up against a bunch of septuagenarian state representatives.
Yeah,
so.
it's like trying to get the government to institute term limits, the United States government to institute term limits.
No, there's a kryptonite for them. I don't know if you're aware of this. If you just say these two words, okay, boomer, it's pretty much not everything they have to say. And it's like, you know, even if they're making a valid point. See, what we have to do is we have to entice the younger generation. We have to get the kids that are playing on TikTok to want to vote.
I don't want those idiots voting.
Good luck.
No, you don't. You don't. But, you know, if you're going to be a dictator, you might as well be a malevolent one. And if it requires you to trick some kids that play on TikTok and the research and grandparents can't vote, let's go ahead and do that.
I love this guy.
You guys have the voice. I should have said hello to you. I walked by your booth at a Pork Fest, and I should have said hi because I've heard your show. And I only live 19 minutes from Rogers, but
must be nice.
it's really funny to find that there's a lot of freedom oriented people in New Hampshire, and I think that we've all kind of gone through this Ron Paul phase where you liked Ron Paul, you were a Republican, you found that that was all a gag, and you jump on the libertarian train, and then you're like, they can't get over their roads, so now we're an anarchist, and then you're like, and then you're at the end of the road here, and you're like, well, you can't really have a true anarchy society, because that means that you don't have any rules, and that'll be a pretty violent world. So you need to have something, and I think that something is just removing the ability for people to vote once they hit 60.
Thank you, Chris, for your call, man. I got to say thanks. I really appreciate it.
Call us on that platform, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to beat these septuagenarians into office if you want to have a chance to put
He's going straight
like
from 60 on up.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere. You got to put the ball as far down the field as you can, and then they're going to run it back. And then, you know, politics is compromise. So if you start at 60, you might end up with a compromise position at like 70 or something like that to stop people from voting at that point. You know, if you're not paying taxes, you shouldn't be voting, right? No taxation without representation?
I think that people should have to take every single time they vote 10 questions out of the U.S. citizenship test. And if they don't pass...
That's going to take a lot longer to vote then.
I don't care.
You want to actually stand there in line for like an hour before you can go and vote?
They'll just have to have more polling places.
What about absentee ballots for anyone who wants one?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really considered. Most people aren't using absentee ballots.
More people are going to do it now if they have the chance.
Mail-in and absentee are different, right? Yeah. I'm pretty sure you need a reason for absentee.
That's what the proposed change is to make it so you don't need a reason. To just basically be like, I want an absentee ballot. I want a mail-in ballot. I don't want to go to the...
All I can tell you is that when I did have my absentee ballot, my wife and I filled them out together next to each other. So the whole idea of a secret ballot is destroyed, you know, like there's potentially destroyed with these things. I mean, how are you going to say to your wife, well, I'm not going to let you look at my ballot? How are you going to do it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the relationship you have with your wife.
Indeed, that would be the case, but it's or husband or whomever. I mean, the fact is now people who, you know, people are going to be influencing each other's votes in ways that we haven't seen previously.
Yeah, the same party that wants to make mail-in ballots rampant across the country is the same one that says it's okay to go out in public as long as you're protesting.
Yes.
So there's hypocrisy right there. Like if protesting is important enough that you can just put COVID to the side, then you should say voting is the same way. Take the risk, go to the polls, you know, otherwise.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a mail-in ballot, though, honestly. I mean, if you are at home, why should you have to get out of your house to go and do this stupid vote thing? I mean, doesn't that make it so more people could participate?
There's tons of evidence.
I don't want more people participating. Voting is...
But there's plenty of libertarians who don't want to go to the polls who might otherwise do it if they could just get the poll, like, brought to them. You know what I mean?
How many polls are going to get lost in the mail, and how many are going to show up late?
Good point.
And they're probably going to show up late in certain districts mm-hmm. that matter, you know, or they're going to get miscounted.
Yeah, that's true.
If votes are valuable, they should require a certain level of spend or sacrifice or cost or mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
855-453. That's 85. You're not?
I don't intend to.
You're not voting this year?
How am I going to vote?
Oh, that's right. You live in the Marianas.
Yeah. I gave up my vote because, ladies and gentlemen, statistically insignificant.
We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free even in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you call now at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time price, consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but Tyler, right before we started the show, you brought to our attention apparently a clip of good old Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe, another one of his gaffes.
Rambling away here from his basement camera, which, by the way, apparently he is, I heard recently, he is not going to be attending the Democratic Convention. Due to COVID
concerns. Is there going to be a Democratic convention?
I don't even think there's going to be one. Okay. Apparently, he's regulated himself to one scripted talk a week. That's all he's doing right now. He wants to be president.
Yeah. And the New York Times is saying that they need to not have debates anymore because presumably they don't want him.
Because their crooked old pervert's going to lose.
Right, in the debate. So here's what he said.
Hey, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Sure. So suggesting there that that is not the case in the black community, which is quite insulting.
Yes.
Apparently,
black people, just they really don't have that many different opinions. They're just homogenous.
They're just a monolith. Right. Yep. And the Democrats deny it all day, and their candidate is literally telling you that that's what they think. I love it.
It's crazy. Although, you know, that is certainly the mentality that is promoted in mainstream media. When you look at people like Jesse Jackson, for instance, they always talk as though they represent
the black community.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of this sort of centralized concept that everyone is the same. And it's ridiculous on its face, especially to those of us who are individualists. And we believe that the individual...
It's ridiculous to anybody who's ever met a black person.
Sure.
Right? Or two black people. I guess you'd have to meet two to know that they hold different opinions and are different people.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if the black community, parts of it, obviously, because they all make their own minds up, but if part of them just leave the Democratic Party. It's like everyone remembers Hillary Clinton being like, oh, I carry hot sauce in my purse, you know, right. And then you have Joe Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And now this. It's ridiculous.
Now, of course, some of them aren't going to want to go with Trump. Maybe they'll keep their eyes open and their mind open, and they'll look at some of the third party options. Maybe Joe Jorgensen will get some extra attention. I hear she's like traveling around in a bus or something like that, doing campaign stops. So she's, you know, hitting the ground. She's doing what she can with what she has in a time and place where people won't leave their homes. So it's got to be really different running a third party campaign in COVID times than it would have previously. I don't know if it's harder or more, you know, or easier to do because of that.
I really like Joe Jorgensen right up until she mentioned that whole, we can't just be not racist, we have to be actively anti-racist. What did you guys think of that?
Well, what was the context? I'm not sure about that.
It was a tweet. Yeah, and she was basically saying that, like, it's not good enough for us to just be passively against racism. We have to actively be anti-racist. And I don't.
What does that mean?
That's what I want to know. To me, that sounds like how are you going to enforce this idea that we all have to hate racism?
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't want to put words into the lady's mouth, but when we found out that one of our co-hosts, Christopher Cantwell, was a racist and wasn't sorry about, you know, his beliefs or anything like that, we kicked him off the show.
Yeah.
Okay. As a host. Mm-hmm. Now, I have not banned Chris from being on the show. He is as free as any other caller to call in and express his despicable beliefs, and that way, you know, we can counter them. Because I was actually talking with a friend of mine the other night about this and explaining that I don't want to prohibit a belief system from Free Talk Live. I don't want to tell somebody they can't hold an opinion or they can't share that opinion on the air. I think that bad ideas deserve to be responded to, not shut down. I don't think that they should be shut off entirely. I think that the way you fight back against those things is with words and with other ideas to counter the bad ideas. So I don't know. I'd have to ask Joe what exactly she meant by that. It's hard to really take 140 characters, or I think they doubled it, 300 or 280 characters or whatever on Twitter as, like, you know, the holy grail of what somebody's intentions are.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not a hill I'm going to die on. Oh, I'm not voting for Joe Jorgensen now because she said that. But it is an interesting one, and I think it caused a lot of contention within the libertarian circles.
Yeah, I mean, if to be anti-racist means to not tolerate them within your, let's say, your club, you know, whatever club you're in the knitting club or you're in the cryptocurrency club or whatever, you know, however you hang out or your church or whatever, and you don't want to allow racists to be there, that's a way of being anti-racist, right? I don't know if that means, I don't think she was saying go to their homes and burn them down, you know, like, well, I don't think
well,
that's
this is
that
a problem
means.
That the left has a lot is, we'd have to discuss what the definition of racism is, a lot of leftists will say only white people can be racist.
Which is ridiculous.
Is it? Yeah, that is a ridiculous notion. So to be anti-racist, I mean, what about a Black Panther militia, right? That's ethnically based. I don't know if there's any white people in a Black Panther militia.
I doubt it.
Right. I've never tried to join.
Is that racist because it's based in race? I don't know. But...
Well, no, it would only be racist if they had racist viewpoints. And I don't know what the Black Panther militias believe.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're... Are they separatists? What's the belief system of the Black Panthers?
You know, when...
Or do they just support, you know, rights for black people?
That's a
what's
great
wrong
question.
With black separatism?
Yeah, specifically.
What's wrong with white separatism?
Well, see, there's the problem, right? Like, if you had white ethnic militia, that's definitely racist. Like, everyone can agree, well, hey, that's pretty racist to have a white ethnic militia. That sounds horrible.
It certainly is exclusionary. I don't know if you could say that it's particularly racist. I mean, to be racist, I mean, but again, it depends. What do people define racism as? I mean, the classic dictionary definition of it is, you know, somebody who believes that a particular race is inferior in some way. That's the definition. And you know,
the traditional definition.
And looks down their nose and that sort of thing. Whereas somebody who just says, oh, well, I want to be alone with people who look like me. Well, that may be distasteful. It may suggest that that person may have racist beliefs, but it's not conclusive that way. But that said, if somebody wants to go live by themselves or live with a group of people that makes them happy, whether they be blacks or whites, yeah. that's their business. Let's go to we got Gene, the Christian anarchist. His Discord line is fixed, and you're back on, Gene. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to take a moment for everybody to think back 75 years ago on this day when the U.S. Goonerment Goon Squad decided to wipe out 140,000 people with one bomb.
Oh, that was today?
That was today.
Jeez.
And, we're looking at a bomb that was the equivalent of 15,000 tons of TNT. It's not even a tenth of what current nuclear weapons will yield. And if people want to research this and look at some pictures of the destruction, if they have never done that, it was a horrible, horrible day in history.
Yeah.
And I just wanted people to reflect on this and realize that if we get into a nuclear war again, the world's not going to be destroyed. Believe me, the world will go on. But an awful lot of us are going to be destroyed because the world's population will probably drop to one-fifth of what it currently is if we have an all-out nuclear war.
Isn't it true, Gene, that just before they dropped the bombs, essentially the Japanese government was ready to surrender, and because they wouldn't do some unconditional thing or whatever, they went ahead and dropped the bombs totally unnecessarily?
It is true that the war was ending, mm-hmm. and I think the government just wanted to do an experiment and see how effective these weapons really were before the war ended. You know, mm-hmm. they wanted to hurry up and use it.
So I've actually
put all that money into it.
I've actually been to Ground Zero in Nagasaki, and I went to the atomic bomb museum there when I was stationed in Japan. And another little factoid a lot of people don't realize is every Western or every Allied country at the time, besides the United States, tried to get us to not drop the bombs. They thought it was a horrible idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't listen.
It was a horrible
wouldn't listen. Right. And it was
the bombs weren't dropped to end the war to prevent the U.S. servicemen from having to take over the island or anything like that. I mean, you know, all you have to do is spend a little bit of time thinking about it. The bombs were sent were dropped to send a message to Russia or Soviet Union.
It was actually a violation of the Geneva War Crimes Convention. They mm-hmm. targeted civilians.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of civilians died. Yes, there were some military targets as well. But to just indiscriminately destroy a civilian city like that, mm-hmm. and the firebombing of Dresden as well, you know, there's a lot of war crimes to go around in that war.
Very true.
Gene, thanks for sharing that important to mark that date, and I definitely appreciate you calling in about that. And we are out of time for tonight, but you can always join us tomorrow for more Free Talk Live, because we're here live 7 nights per week. And if you missed a moment, you can always go download anytime over at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.